I'm joined by Andre Neto, who is in Italy. Andre, what's the reaction been there?
Well, the reaction is people in Libya are euphoric with this liberation. That's how they say this, how they describe this day. Actually, since the beginning of the morning, there were some rumors about Gaddafi and being captured. And then in the end of the morning, the first news about Gaddafi being dead came to Tripoli, and then the Libyans came to the street to celebrate the freedom of the country.
And I understand they were told not to fire guns. Did they refrain from firing guns?
They are fire guns all the time since the end of the morning. I
Yeah.
can assure you this is dangerous. Last time they had some good news here in Tripoli. They celebrate with guns, rain guns, and 21 people had been killed during the celebrations. So it's dangerous, and the authorities are asking the population for not using guns in all these celebrations that are coming in the next hours.
But do you think there's any chance at bay?
Sorry, come again.
Do you think there's any chance that people will be persuaded not to shoot guns?
I don't think so. I don't think the whole thing. They celebrate shooting, so I don't think things will change now.
And is there any, have you met any people who regret the fact that he wasn't alive, or are people just happy?
Yeah, this is a big issue. I have been talking to some Libyans, and there are some that are, happy that Gaddafi is dead. And this all this conflict is finished in according to them, but there are some leads are concerned about the fact that Gaddafi was killed fighting, and in Sirte it means he was killed in her hometown, and this is very symbolic for the loyalists, because they Gaddafi and his sons, every time they speak with the press, they will resist until the end, and they will fight for the against the NTC fighters, and to free to liberate the country again. So the Libyans are divided about this subject. I would say that there's no common sense about how people are reacting about the Gaddafi's death.
And in terms of you say he said he would fight till the end. Is there, I mean, he did what he said. Is there concern that he died like a hero, or what's the concern from people?
Yeah, that's the point. I think that there are some Libyans. I would not say it's a majority, but I have been talking to some Libyans that are concerned by the fact that maybe Gaddafi could be viewed as a great leader and as a revolutionary, a military guy who resists until the end and everything. It's complicated. We never know how the public opinion will react, because even Libya are liberated now, and even if the majority of people are celebrating, we know that there are some of those that were loyalists until the end. So you can imagine that this people will keep the image of Gaddafi in mind, and the last image of Gaddafi is of the image of a fighter.
And what, so just paint a picture for me of what it's like on the streets of Tripoli right now.
There are a lot of people with the NTC flag, and they are celebrating and shooting all the time. And there is a huge concentration being prepared for the Martyrs Square, the old Green Square, in this night, tonight. and the celebration has no time to, you know, to how can I say this? To end. Sorry, to end.
And are people concerned about the fate of the other members of his inner circle and his family? We're hearing various stories about Mutasim, about Saif. Are people still concerned about them, or are they just concentrating on celebrating the death?
Actually, the members or the authorities are concerned about the situation, especially regarding Saif and the others who may be in the desert. The people in the streets, they are not concerning about Saif at all. I would say that in the Libyan imaginary, for the public opinion, I mean, that's the end. The revolution is accomplished, I would say.